thing in my head right through all this. It's hard to deal with. Because we're used to thinking of Washington State as a state. They're not. It's just a political subdivision of the United States. Subject to the laws thereof of an independent state. Only independent states can deal with foreign affairs. That's law of nations.
The Israel nation is not in the states, right?
That's correct. The Israel nation is in the middle of 50 political subdivisions as another independent state.
Okay.
All of our survey abuts the United States survey. So we have the same territory. Just different addresses. We got rural routes and they have the 911 emergency addresses, which is an overlay of the rural route. So the Israel nation is in the middle of a bunch of political subdivisions. They're not states. They're not independent states. They're just political subdivisions of the United States in the District of Columbia in that area. Basically in Washington.
And New Columbia.
Yeah, they have what they call a state of New Columbia, which was ratified in 1983. That state was supposed to be classified as never existing. A bunch of CIA guys got a hold of that information, printed it all off and everything, and I ended up getting a copy of just the first page. I got that about 1996. See, I always thought Michigan was a state. They're not. I had no idea. Because that's how we were raised. And they sure as hell acted like they were an independent state.
So it's no wonder that U.S. is so upset with Arizona for doing that anti-immigration law. Because it's almost the United States wants. That's what the political subdivision and the people in the political subdivision want.
Right. They give them in trust their independent state status, and they go make a law that has nothing that they don't want. Imagine that slap in the face. Go ahead, Lenny. I didn't know what you were saying.
No, I was just kind of thinking out loud. That's what's going on in the U.S. and their attorney general are trying to stop what Arizona is doing with their state law opposing immigration.
Political subdivision.
Or appeal immigration.
Yeah, it's a political subdivision law, what it is.
Yeah.
The state that Arizona is in a political subdivision. Does that make sense? So it should read, instead of the state of Arizona, it should read the political subdivision of Arizona. Of the United States. Now this information here changes everything in your head. It's a mind freeze. You're like, oh, that's right. It's sitting right in front of your face the whole time. And I'm just describing how it was for me, and you didn't see it. Because people think, well, that's federal. No, it's not. That's an independent state. Federal, state, and local are three branches of the United States, which is an independent state. The three branches of government within a political subdivision of the United States. I'll say that fast three times. All this was done right in front of our face. The one thing I can tell you is there is no union. There is only one state.
Out of curiosity, was the switch done to protect or in some way to separate
this in public at all?
No. That was, let's put it this way. I haven't seen any evidence of it. That's how far off a lot of us have been lost for a long time because we just had no clue. See, you know, there was only a little public, private, this, that, and actually had nothing to do with it. What we can't believe is that the union has been broke up since the late 1800s. And they've been operating on one state for over 100 years. Until now. So these cops that come around, you can't drive in the state of Florida without driver's license. That's the state of Florida. Political subdivision in the United States. There is no such thing. Well, it's not constitutional that we do this and blah, blah, blah. What constitution are you talking about? Because you sure as hell ain't talking about state constitutions. It might be structured as a state constitution, but it is not an independent state. Now, I got one question. That's freaking wild or what? What I just told you changes everything. In the way that you operate, the way you do things, because you're considered a U.S. citizen and a resident of a political or a political subdivision of the United States. That's all you are. And they say, are you a resident of the state of Michigan? And you go, yeah, okay, then you're a United States citizen. The reason why your name is in all caps is because you were handed that citizenship and trust from the independent state of the United States. That's it. Rome wanted set up the same way. There were other states, but there were political subdivisions of Rome in a season. So they would go conquer those states in war, and then they would make the political subdivisions of Rome, of Caesar, so Caesar could trade with them. That's it. My judges kept telling people, stay in the Caesar. They kept telling you. They've been telling us for years. Somebody was going to say something, I interrupted them. It was me. I was just wondering, is there a distinction between U dot S dot and state and, U.S. dot? The one independent is called the independent state in the world. The one independent, and this is on the Department of State website. It's under Bureau of Intelligence and Research. How they spell it is United States and upper and lowercase letters. They don't do U.S., U period, S period, anything like that. So U.S., U period, S period may be a political subdivision of the United States, but the one independent state is United States, not the United States, but it's United States and upper and lowercase letters. Hold on one second. Now, this will probably mess with your head for probably the next 2 weeks. That's why all of these guys and the judges have been calling you a freaking nut. You need some kind of mental evaluation, some of that nature, because how far off a lot of people really are on exactly how this country is set up. Why they recognize us as an independent state, we don't know why yet. There's got to be a good reason. They don't do anything without a good reason.
Wikipedia has a listing for the New Columbia movement since 83.
Yeah, that's the state of New Columbia. That's what it is. It's ratified by Congress.
Don't remember that on the nightly news.
Yeah, that wasn't there.
U.S. Army Institute of Heraldry to design the 51-star national flag for use in the event when a state is admitted as the 51st state. And the document you have on this, that was 83 or 86?
83. Congress signed off on it. I don't know why they did. It was something to do with bringing the District of Columbia into a state status, which they actually do claim status as a state status.
I can't believe they did it. They were told to do it. That's why they did it.
That's why when it comes to the United States, everything is always enforced, no matter what. The states will always lose. The political subdivisions will always lose against what they call the federal government. They put out on the news that they're suing the federal government. They're not. It's the political subdivision suing the United States in what they call the federal venue, which is a branch of government. The federal branch of government is judicial in nature. So this is completely different than what you would ever imagine. So that means whatever the independent state signs as a treaty, the political subdivisions and the people and the U.S. citizens thereof become a subject of that treaty. They're enforcing all kinds of treaties. I mean, there's thousands of treaties that the United States has signed.
So the new Columbia is just one more state, or is that what the whole shebang is?
I don't know if they created the state of Columbia to fund the United States so that when the United States goes bankrupt, in other words, they can't use their money anymore, they just switch over to the state of Columbia. Everybody just moves over there. I don't know. For some reason, Congress ratified it to create a new state, and then they it hasn't really had a whole lot of advertisement of it. I've been waiting and watching, and I haven't seen anything. Except for maybe on Wikipedia. Sometimes on the website, you know, they have a website about it or whatever. But for some reason, Congress ratified it. So they might be doing a switch, I don't know. In other words, one day they just start convening as the state of Columbia instead of the United States when the money falls. They could have created that state to put all their assets into that state. Assets of the United States. Then when the United States ends up going bankrupt and has no assets, everything's been switched. Moved over already. That's pure speculation. I have no clue.
But it's odd they showed that on the document you got.
What, the state of New Columbia?
Yes.
No, they did not show me that on the document. I knew about that. That was in my report.
Oh, okay.
Okay, all they did on the document was that they said the information in the subject line, meaning because the subject is, tells you what they can do. The second subject line was because they couldn't satisfy one incident that we had. We've been going back and forth with them since this all happened. Failure to complete resolution of incident 101-220-0071. They couldn't do that. Failure to complete the resolution that we'd offered to them. So they said, okay, we can't do that. So then they go, okay, screw it. In the subject line, they said, the usual name, are you happy with that? Basically, telling us, you happy with that now? And then we said, yeah, we're fine with it. They've been trying to close it out for a month, or ever since December 22nd. And we weren't, well, we said, no, this is not satisfied, it's not straightened out. So what we did was we looked up FARA. We had this book that Millennium had bought, and it says how to start your own country. So in there it said, well, why don't you just register as a foreign agent for your country? So we said, cool. So everybody got the money together, and we registered the Israel nation as a foreign principal. Well, FARA, they got it all the way up to giving us the number, which is 6017. So if you go to FARA.gov, our number won't show up. Now, 6016 will show up, but 6017 won't. They haven't put it on their website yet. And they're trying to tell us, well, you guys aren't required to file or to register here. And we're saying, We are required because we're a separate independent state. So what they're trying to, what Barr is trying to do is make us, because I called them and I said, look, I said, the United States Department of State has already recognized us as an independent, as another state. He goes, oh, they did. I said, yeah, we're trying, you guys are holding up satisfying these international instances, because if we can show the Topo cops down here that we're registered as foreign agents for our foreign principal, which is the Israel nation, then we won't have any trouble. It wouldn't be any big deal. All we are is a foreign agent. So they're saying, well, you guys aren't foreign. Well, FARA doesn't understand what the United States Department of State is doing. Left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing. What the problem is. So we put in the Constitution, in the preamble, an independent state. So they get it. But these people don't know. They say Kentucky is a state. They don't know it's a political subdivision of the United States. None of those people up there understand it. So hopefully our paperwork gets in the hands of somebody that understands it, and they finally just put it up on the website as a foreign principal, meaning the information is a foreign principal of a foreign country. And everything's fine. We're waiting on that right now. But I'm going to, and that's what we've been trying, we've been holding back for the last 2 weeks. For a while we got something going here, we can't do it. So, well, what's happening now is the Constitution and all that stuff, the amended Constitution, everything is going in on tomorrow. It's going out to four different areas. And they're going to get hard copies of it and everything else since this has all been done. And we're an independent state.
Harvey Munson Thomas McCain?
Huh?
What was that organization, the FARA, or?
FARA.gov.
FARA.gov?
Yeah. It's the Foreign Agent Registration Act. It was done in 1938, and the reason why they did that, the reason why Congress did it, is because they couldn't violate the right of self-determination or the right of exile. So what they did was the people that were coming up and wanted their own state, if they there's nowhere in the act that states that that you can't register there as a foreign of your state as a foreign principal. Nowhere in the act can you do that. And it's not contingent on whether the United States recognizes you or not. I mean, they've got everything in there, in that act, abiding by the law of nations. You studied the whole act. But the thing that they can't get now is that we've been recognized. That's driving them up the wall. They don't know what to do with it.
It'll come around. It'll take a little bit of time.
Yeah, it'll take a while. When they get this in the mail, probably Wednesday, they'll understand it.
I think the people on that are listening to this right now, they're going to listen to this recording two or three times in the next this week, and they're still not going to download it. Don't feel bad, because, it's just taking us this long to get it. And some of us still don't get all of it. The thing you need to remember is that the one that created everything is the one that's in control. That's the most important thing to remember.
Right. It's like the Republic of Texas. Now, the Republic of Texas was in existence in, I think, 1836 or something, 1848. And it was in existence for 14 years as an independent state. That's when they weren't a part of the Union. That was it. Then these guys came together and said, we're going back to the Republic of Texas as an independent state. And Texas ain't having it. The state of Texas ain't having it. You know the story down there, Lenny. Their attorney general is just on them all day long.
There's a group of states. I mean, Texas is one of heavily Republican states, two parties that's here, lots of political activity on the rise, and does not like what the Obama administration is doing, and they're butting heads all the time. But, you know, Texas is the only state that came in voluntarily to have a separate nation. It really was its own nation at one point, and they gave it up to join the Union. And then they tried a secession during the, you know, the Civil War, and that failed. And then they lost it all, as did all other states.
Right. So the Republic of Texas is struggling to be recognized again. But the state of Texas doesn't have the political authority to recognize them or not recognize them.
Right.
Did you do another one for the assembly?
Not yet. I mean, I'm out of bullets, so to speak.
Member Gordon Call broke with the approach when he used the dime novel language that seemed appropriate in this case. He killed himself a couple of marshals in Dakota and lit out for the Badlands. At that point, he was more nearly following the Bonneville approach described below. However, his spectacular exploits violated the cardinal rule of an approach keeping out of mind of the bulge, blush, bonding speak for of the authorities derived from bludgeon. And when they caught up with him, the remains had to be identified using dental records. One useful technique, and when the heat from the existing country gets too high, is to establish bank accounts and similarly leave other assets where the existing country can seize them. In this way, the tax and other authorities imposing fines in those countries are given less incentive to press the new country further on the legal front. But the new country does not have to recognize or legitimize the existing country's actions in any way. Another useful technique is to register with the United States Department of Justice as an agent of a foreign country under the Foreign Agents Registration Act of 1938 as amended. This can give you an official paper, a piece of paper from the federal government recognizing you as an agent of your country. Your inclination is to issue the acknowledgement of registration and not to worry about the pedigree of the country you represent. It's quite a long book. There's a lot of different ways that different guys did this. But for some reason, during this particular arrest and in this particular situation, the law reads very clearly, once recognition is given, it can never be taken away. Never. You can't recognize it, then unrecognize it. That is the law of nations. That is the that is the charter of OAS. That's everywhere.
And the answer was Jones?
Edwin... I missed one of those. Erwin S. Strauss, S-T-R-A-U-S-S.
I mean, for you guys that are just listening to this, trying to figure all this out, I mean, it's fine to read this book and do all that kind of research, but that's, you don't need to get hung up on all that stuff. What's the real message here that you want these guys to know?
Once recognition is given, it cannot be taken. It's a matter of time before the Treasury and the county bucks and access to these accounts and doing all these things and having all this done, it's just a matter of time before that happens. That's the main message. In other words, you don't have to worry about, you know, this the sun is falling, this guy is falling. If you follow what I'm saying.
Because they always get the sky falling, don't they?
Yeah, the sky's always falling. It's just a matter of time, guys.
I thought there were other independent nations recognized, like some of the Moors, the Black Nation out of technically the Native State, EUY. I thought they had their own recognition.
Uh-huh.
And of course, not Turtle Island is not, but I presume not recognized either, huh?
No, it is just a treaty for money. He keeps going after the money. And when he does that, the United States loses all the time, but they never get paid. They don't recognize him as an independent state.
Okay.
There's a big difference between an independent state and something else.
So if you scour all the records, as far as we know, there's no other independent state on this territory of the United States.
Right.
That's big.
Huge. That we know of. I mean, if there is, that's great. We're talking.
Well, there's going to be a database to find out, I would think.
Yeah, and in the U.S. Department of State, there's none of those states are there.
I mean, there's embassies from other countries that are on this soil.
Kentucky can claim its independence. anytime they want it. I don't know why they haven't. It has absolutely blown me away that the states have not declared their independence.
Now, like we've talked about, it's going to be all about money.
It has to be. Or something. But all the states have to do is declare their independence as independent states, and they're fine. They can have their own money, their own deal, the whole thing is done. It takes one act of the people declaring the state an independent state. That's it. If you want the United States of America back, that's all you got to do. Declare the state an independent state. And you got your state back. It go broke overnight, but you got it. You got to print your own money. That's all RAP had to do. That's all these other groups have got to do. You can declare the state of California an independent state. It can happen overnight. It only takes two or three people. That's it.
Well, if they have a bank holiday and it goes upside down broke, then there's nothing to hold them back.
You got it.
That makes
sense. So that's the main thing here. And what I'm trying to tell you is, it takes me a while when you ask me the question, it takes me a while to get the answer. It's very simple. If in spread the word, if you want your state back in your hand, declare independence of that state. As an independent state. Pronounce, declare, whatever words you want to use. That political subdivision goes away. Real fast. Then you have the Constitution and all that stuff, and it's all put in place.
You can declare the original Constitution.
Yeah.
It takes how many people? How many people does it take to do it? Take a referendum or?
Two or three.
Wow.
Where two or three have witnessed the cause is established. That's the law. You didn't have to wait on RAP or the military or anything. You didn't have to, you could have done this already. You don't have to wait on the Israel Nation. Just remember, we're going to be here too. And that's it. The states don't even know. The legislators don't even know. None of them know. That they're not independent states. They don't know the difference, guys. I'm trying to tell you. They have zero clue what I just told you tonight. They think they're already independent. And there's a big difference between a state, which is a political subdivision, and or an independent state. And when the first country first came out for the United States of America, under the Articles of Confederation, the states were independent. But they were in a union among themselves. They were together. The union was back together. Or was together. But they were independent states. And then 6 years later, the Constitution came in, and all of a sudden, they weren't independent anymore. They took them back over that quick. The key word is independent state. That's the term I've been looking for 18 years. There's a big difference between an independent state and a political subdivision of another state.
Well, that Constitution had to been ratified in order for them to accomplish it, did it not?
Which one?
The first United States Constitution.
Yeah, it had to be ratified, but that's beside the point right now. You have a constitution for the state of California.
Right.
That constitution, for some reason, doesn't apply anywhere, does it?
Nope.
They sure as hell ain't following it.
Well, the two constitutions, the original, 1849, and then the 1878. Or whatever it was.
Right.
So we have, as far as I view it, you have the original one, which is still buried under there somewhere, and then the other one is a corporate charter of the state of Overlay.
Right. The corporate charter of the state of Overlay is a trust agreement from the United States to the state of California. So the United States is lending their independent state status to the state of California.
Without the original there, there would be no foundation for the corporate structure.
Right.
Because there's no boundaries on the second one.
Right.
So do we have to recreate that original as independent state, or is it independent state inherently with the corporate overlay only?
Think about it. Even with the corporate overlay, it can still be an independent state.
Right. But it's not.
It's a big difference. The only thing that makes a corporation is not independent. I'll say it again. The only thing that makes a corporation, it is not declared independent. So my guess is this. The United States recognizes us as an independent state. My guess is that the United States is tired of carrying the load for all the political subdivisions, trying to get them to declare independence. Because I really think they're tired of it. That's a lot of weight, guys. You know how much weight that is? That to deal with?
A lot of funding and a lot of benefits as well. It's a trade-off.
It's a nightmare.
It's an asset to the United States.
No, it's not really. It's a burden. You gotta deal with, you know, think about it, you gotta deal with 50 different mouths, governors. They can complain and argue.
I'm surprised you didn't have more flack in establishing the information.
That's what I'm trying to read into now. Because that was done awfully quick. That was done before the 6 months were up.
If they're really adamantly against you, they would swat you like a gnat.
That's right. Maybe it's like when people get a lot of stuff and I get, you know, they get all these things and then realize they have to do the maintenance on it and fix it. It becomes tiring. It could be that simple, man. It could be that easy going, man, I'm just sick and tired of this. Why don't these states just declare independence and leave us the hell alone? That's what it really comes down to. They're not subject to any treaty except for ones they sign. You know, all that goes away. Every bit of this goes away.
Since 1868, effectively, the military has been running things.
Yeah. And the military is commissioned, just like the Egyptian military today, is commissioned to uphold all treaties and hand power back to the government when the government declares independence. Otherwise, it's just a military hand. Correct?
Right.
Think about this today. The military, there's more spent on defense in this country than anything else. So, yes, the United States is declared independent, but the rest of the states are not. So that union is in the military hands right now, correct?
Right.
Okay, so the military, the way that they have to do it, they have to agree. When they take that trust agreement, when they take that from the rest of the state and says, okay, when you guys declare independence, we hand the power back to you. Just like it's happening in Egypt right now. And five other countries, because they're getting ready to do the same thing in Egypt.
What is Egypt doing?
You don't watch the news, huh?
I'm just puzzling.
Egypt? Have you been watching what's happening in Egypt?
A few weeks ago, something like rioting.
No, they actually got rid of their president.
No,
that happened 2 days ago. Their president is out of office.
I just didn't tweet about Lindsay Lohan, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, the Paris Hilton is right behind her. And what happens is that is when the president leaves office, all of the power of the government is handed to the military.
Mm.
The military runs things and keeps order until a new government is put in place, and that government declares independence. Once the government declares independence, that power is upon the military to hand it over to that government to enforce the treaties and everything else of the new government.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it is. In this country, the United States declared independence through the Emancipation Proclamation that Lincoln did. He emancipated himself from the Union. The United States from the Union, and therefore declared an independent state. But the rest of the Union never did that, and they never declared their independence after the Civil War. The North never did that. When the North won, or supposedly won, they were in major debt, and they had to keep that, you know, that obviously started paying that debt with Southern states, minerals and materials and things like that. They never declared independence. And when they didn't declare independence, the army kept their authority as a state. Then they became political subdivisions of the United States. That's what happened. It took me years to figure out that whole story and what happened.
So this whole country is under effective martial law.
Yes.
So
it has been under martial law since the Civil War.
So if they were to have a settlement of the Civil War, that would revert everything.
The only way to have a settlement is for the people, for the state, to declare independence.
Could they declare independence?
Yeah. They have to declare independence. Once they declare independence, then you can have a settlement. And all's done. The military hands everything back, everything's done. That's all it takes. How easy is that? That can be done in one day. Now they'll say, well, we want to, what is the state saying today? Well, we want to secede from the Union. Just guys, there is no Union. If the states are not independent, they can't contract the Union. It's like the Israel nation, we have one treaty with the United States, which is the Multilateral Road Traffic Treaty. Now, we can't treat with them if we're not independent. So that's the only thing that keeps both of us together right now.
Have they acknowledged that treaty?
Yes. Yeah. They're one of the ones that wrote it. The Multilateral Road Traffic Treaty.
So that's correct.
And we also have to...
That's the definition of the face of it, isn't it?
What's that?
To what treaty with you unless they recognize your independence?
Right. That came across on the thread when they said the Israel nation. They recognized it. Once recognition is given, it can be taken away. States have to do is declare their independence and the union is back together. All debt is gone. But it takes the people to do that. The legislators, governors can't do it. The people have to do it. And as long as the people are taking the Social Security handouts and the welfare crap, they'll never get it done. This is not the governor's fault. This is not the legislature's fault. This is not the county council's fault, city council's fault. This is the people's fault. The people keep going, what do I do about my insurance? What do I do about this and that? They'll start crying. They got their hands up. It takes the people to declare the independence of their state. This is what I believe what the military was trying to do. Whoever's listening in the phone, I'm going to ask you out in a minute. what the military was, has been trying to do for the past 20 years. That's what I've been...
Learned.
As far as, you know, because they're not very wordy when they talk. They kind of sit and stare at you. They're very focused people. But this, and they can't say anything because they cannot interfere with the right of self-determination. You have to do it yourself. That's all RAP had to do, and there was no trespass. It would have been that would have all been done. Everything was in place. That's why the Tim Turner thing, that's a screw-up on the Tim Turner thing. He's got, he's the President of the United States of America, but where the hell is the President who is the United States of America? The people that voted were citizens of another state. They didn't declare their independence from the United States, and then voted in a new president. There was one thing missing. A couple steps they had to make, and they would have been successful. I believe they were so focused on the grand juries and the fourth branch of government, not realizing the states were not independent states. I don't think they do that. So that would have been a trespass on the trust agreement that the states had with the United States. As borrowing from their independence. That's political subdivision. That's just my take on it. I think it's worth work. Whatever value you give to it. Meanwhile, I'm going to be working on the issue.